Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ari Pinheiro.
Yo.
Him got so many zeros.
I do.
When him drink coffee, him not go Cafe Nero.
No.
What's that on the manures?
I'm out.
Yo, listen, shout out to Ari Pinheiro.
Yes.
Yo, listen. That was not me. That was Vibes Cartel.
Yes.
I copied the actual goat of bashment.
You know what I'm saying? I'm right. Like a brother. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I think me, I'm over. I'm right. Just,
crazy.
You know?
Harry. I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the Chunks show. So round of applause for Harry even being here.
Yeah, no, of course.
This is a late one. I think this is the latest time I've ever filmed the podcast, and it's not even crazy late because it's only 7 p.m. That just shows that I am an old man because I don't like to leave my house too late. But Harry, talk to me. How have you been, brother?
Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
I feel like I've understood my purpose.
No, but can we stop there for a second?
Yeah,
because what I realized is these guys don't subscribe. That's an issue for me.
Can
you tell them, please?
The Chunk Show. One of the greatest things to ever land on YouTube after Old and Bold. And for me personally, it's good for you guys to subscribe. Generally, guys, subscribe. Chunks is on an amazing journey. This is something new for him, something that I think is niche. So please just pause right now.
Yeah.
Click the subscribe button.
It does mean a lot, guys. I know a lot of you guys just watch, but you don't click the subscribe button. We're going to probably put the stats on the screen on how much you guys aren't subscribed right there. Come on, that's crazy. I ain't even seen it, but I know it's crazy. So maybe subscribe, because the views aren't correlated with the subscribers.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to say thank you so much for the actual continued support. So it means a lot. You guys enjoyed that Maya Jama episode. There was a bit of controversy from that one. So I just want to say and reiterate, I hate nobody. Stop creating narratives. I love everybody, especially my own people. So let's just move on from that. Keep it very brief. I think from now on, I'm going to refrain mentioning that stuff. Do you have any context?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, cool. So I was on. We had an episode of Maya Jama. And we spoke about me being from Somaliland, her being from Somaliland. The fact that I say Somaliland kind of triggers people.
Right.
Mm. At the end of the day, it's where I'm from. Yeah, it's the area where I am from. So I think when I did mention a tribe where I am from, it was just me saying the tribe I am. Not saying necessarily I'm better than anybody because I'm not. Not saying that I despise anybody because I don't. It's merely just me stating where I am from.
Mm.
So it was that simple. I apologize if it offended you. So let's move on swiftly.
Swifter.
And I'm talking about Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, as you was asking me, Alhamdulillah, I'm good. I feel like I understand my purpose in life more than ever. With age, that happens. But I'm super happy, man. I just feel like I'm in a good place right now. Alhamdulillah. And there's more I can do.
Yeah.
A lot more. Yeah. And I feel like I know that more now.
Amazing.
Yeah.
One thing I want to say about Harry, he has been in the gym working with us.
Yes.
He's joined our sessions recently. And I'll be honest, his base level is very ridiculous. He is very, very strong. So fair play to Harry. I want him to just keep getting stronger. Alhamdulillah, you're smashing it, bro.
Thank you.
Please make sure you join us more, because I know you do live very far away from us. But
yeah,
if you can make the suffer of the journey,
yeah,
that would mean a lot. I appreciate it.
I will do.
Harry, we're going to play a game,
yes,
to kind of just be an icebreaker, because me and you, we don't know each other too well.
Nah, never. I just met you.
We know each other very well. But we are going to play games. I think it's going to be more of a lighthearted one, but we are going to have some serious conversations too. So you guys stick around. And if you are listening through the audio, then give us a like on the audio. I don't know how it works, but just show us some love. Okay, Lawrence is obviously behind the camera too. Lawrence, oh,
hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Good to see you guys.
Lawrence, actually, you know, I want to talk to you, Lawrence.
Oh,
you've been getting digged in the comments.
Can I be honest with you? One of the greatest things I've seen ever. When they're telling Lawrence to shut the fuck up, alhamdulillah.
How do you feel about that, Lawrence?
What, that's what you like?
I love it. It's good. It's good. For me personally, it's just good to know.
You know who your ops are.
I noticed I wasn't invited to produce the Olden Bowl pod, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, meant to.
But then it would have been... Yeah,
how did that feel, then, Lawrence?
What, getting rejected by Harry Panero and Darkest?
No, not that. That's
gone. Gone. Oh, I don't know what you're gonna say.
Felt fine.
No, the comment saying that you talk too much.
Don't now make me talk more when people say talk less.
No. Do what you do. You chime in when you feel like it's the right time to.
But
I'm just trying to help you, man.
No, but he did think it was the right thing. You did think it was the right thing. That's why he was chiming in a lot.
I got a little bit excited because it felt like a big podcast.
Is it because Maya was here?
And you can get a bit excited.
That's what it was. You saw Maya lost his head.
No, he's happily married.
I'm a happily married guy.
Happily married.
I know you are.
One thing about Lawrence, he talks about his wife 24/7, and I love that because he does love his wife genuinely.
I love my wife.
Yeah. So it definitely wasn't that. But...
Thank you for saving me there.
Of course.
I appreciate that.
No, but I'm being honest there. But Lawrence, make sure just...
Yeah. Do you know the passive aggressive thing? Chunks and I don't talk much when we're not on the podcast anymore, right? Yeah. Chunks just sent me seen this comment. Just the guy behind the camera needs to shut up.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Let me just
show you
short and sweet.
Because sometimes it's just be.
It's Sir Alex Ferguson School of Management. Do you know what I mean?
See, you need to just yeah.
What game did you want to play?
We're gonna start off with one that I saw on TikTok. Sorry, I wish I could give you credit, but now I know your name. But if I do find it, I will attach it. He basically did like a game where he attaches, he would say like a name, for example. He'll say Tom. And then the people on the podcast straight away would say the person they feel like it belongs to. So for example, I'd say Cruz, Harry would say Panera, not Panera, he'll say
Tom
Brady.
Tom Brady.
He'll say Brady. And then we'll kind of explain why that's the
fourth. Oh, a good game.
Simple game.
Good game.
We'll do five names.
And you can win it because... we can judge who's got the more famous
there
Tom.
You go. Also, what you guys do in the comments is try to play along with us, where you basically, the first surname that comes after the first name, put that in the comments and let's see what you are talking about. I know I'm going to see some random ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll see. So let's go.
Round one.
Yes.
Ben.
Mitchell, genuinely. Genuinely Ben Mitchell from EastEnders.
Ben.
If you don't know, it's a soap from the UK. If you're not from the UK, I swear to God, straight off the bat, Mitchell.
Harry, you're overthinking now.
Big no, but can I just
steal.
Say, go the on. Name I want
to
say, yeah? Country.
Controversial.
Mendy.
Benjamin Mendy.
Mendy
wins. It's not about who wins, it's about the streets. He's done more for us.
Left footed.
Remember he goes, what was that line that he did when he was about to punch that guy, and the black brother from EastEnders, and he's down the floor like this, and he goes, you're going to get a right kicking or some stupid.
Yeah, no, right, I remember that. Yeah, that was the most politest forever.
He was moist. So that's why I liked him so much, because he's moist. And he was the son of Phil Mitchell as well.
Yeah, no, but he's the moistest son ever, though.
No, but who's more moist? Ben Mitchell or Ian Bill? What's his name?
Billy
Mitchell.
Billy Mitchell.
Because you can't go from Grant.
Yeah.
Phil, to come on, man.
Yeah, he is an ultimate side, man.
Yeah.
But we'll move on to the next one for people that don't understand the UK talking.
You guys could have had some big names in there, though.
Go on, give us some.
You both named quite unusual Bens.
Yeah, yeah.
Fair enough.
You could have had, like, Ben Affleck.
You see.
Ben Stiller.
Oh.
Ben Kingsley, who's like an actor from the UK. You'd know him.
Kingsman?
Exactly that.
Wow,
You're good with this.
There, yeah.
And then Ben Franklin. America.
But do you know what this is, though? This is a warm-up, though.
This is just a warm-up.
Yeah,
up,
just
man.
A touch. See where the game's at.
Cool. Oh, so
yeah,
you don't even want to count that as a point, because you would have won.
That's 1-0
to me.
That's 1-0 to me.
Stop being silly.
You rate it, then.
Yeah, please.
For the streets, who wins that?
Is this UK?
Worldwide. Or is it? Because this is a worldwide show.
Well, then you messed up.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Harry.
Ooh. Ooh. Styles.
Potter.
That's the thing, though, man. Harry Styles.
Wow, because he won the last round. So Harry.
Potter.
Laura, can we take that? Is that a real person?
Yes, that's not, man.
I thought Potter too.
Oh! Wow. Okay. But he's not real, though.
Harry, who did you say?
Harry Styles.
No, that's humongous.
That's global.
But I can't lie to you. I genuinely think I win the Harry Potter.
Okay, we'll give you that.
Yeah, give me that one.
Can we try and keep the people real?
Yeah. Okay, cool. But it's an iconic name.
Are you a Harry Potter fan?
I would say I'm a mild fan. I'm not like a James Madison. I don't know if you guys have seen, but James Madison absolutely loves Harry Potter.
Mm.
Shout out to James. But I think I'm more of a, I'm like a normal fan.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, I can name all the films. Mm. That's as far as it goes.
You got any weird little things you...
You are?
And you're like, you know, like, are you like a Lord of the Rings guy?
No, watched Lord of the Rings 2 years ago. One of the worst things that has been created on God's planet. It was so 2001.
Horrible. Nah, bro.
Come on. And then when you compare that to Harry Potter.
You know, Harry Potter.
Oh, come on, man. I felt like I was immersed in something. Yeah. Lord of the Rings, I was like, well, I end it now, man. All for the one thing that I know is going to happen is going to happen. Come on, man.
That's a good point. You do know where it's going. Yeah. Round three. Mm. You won that last one, so.
Thank you. 1-1.
Jennifer.
Aniston.
Wow. Lopez.
Big call.
Jennifer Aniston. Lopez.
Huge in this round.
Jennifer Aniston. Lopez.
But you can see how authentic mine is. Off the bat.
Straight away.
You know, on God and everything, every game that my mom's played,
yeah.
I was going to say Aniston.
So the fact that you were going to say it just
but
shows.
Lopez, though, yeah. It's just was one thing. That's a merry. Good one, though. That's good for me,
you
though, man.
You're trying to sing, is this your thing?
No. Can we look at something then?
Wait, you're trying to say,
can
I'm
we
still
go...
full many times than ever. I'm still.
That was not... Because it's just one thing.
That's
Amarie.
All right, can we check, yeah? Not to say this means anything,
oh,
yeah?
Got more followers.
Yeah, please.
It's going to be J-Lo.
Going to be a wonder.
No, it's not.
Let me I must have won that one.
Instagram
then.
Followers?
Yes.
No, you can't do that. Because my thing is Jennifer Aniston's so famous that she doesn't need it.
Oh, she was married to Bradley Needham. I don't mind bringing the game. 44.5
then
million.
Let's chill then.
From Aniston. And let's see J-Lo.
J-Lo's got the Latin world on us.
J-Lo has got... Okay, listen.
Doesn't matter. It starts with 100, doesn't it?
Two.
Yeah, there you
go. Bro, come on. J-Lo is like...
Okay, who's done more for you?
Ooh. Personally, Aniston, because I was a massive Friends fan.
There you go.
Yeah, I loved her. Rachel and Ross, that relationship, I was invested.
Let us know in the comments as well if you agree, because right now the scoring is 2-1 to me.
Should Rachel and Ross have got together or...?
100%.
They did.
All right, do you lot watch the US Office?
No, man. Sorry, bro.
I did a little bit.
So Jim and Pam is like... Ross and Rachel.
Fair play.
Look, you just wanted to happen.
Who's a better relationship?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Jim and Pam. Because remember, Ross went and had another situation.
But that's what life's about.
They were on a break.
What break? she was dealing with Joey in her dreams. Come on, man.
That sucked, though.
Yeah, that was horrible.
That was bad.
Favorite person from Friends?
Chandler.
Rest in peace,
rest
man.
RIP, Matt Perry. What about you?
What was his name? Matthew Perry, yes.
Joey Tribbiani was your favourite.
Oh my God, I loved him, man.
Nah, man.
I loved him.
You loved
genuinely how dopey he was. By the way, do you know that it was him adding it onto the character because he wasn't meant to be dopey in the character?
No, I know. Mm.
Did you know that?
No.
That's how much of a flipping legend he is. I think Joey Tribbiani was the funniest. But don't get it twisted. I'm happy with anyone being your favourite because I genuinely think everyone was incredible.
Okay. This is a big one, guys. Mm. This is like make or break, okay? This is Kim
Kardashian. I dare you. Can you have a go for me?
Can I say something to you? Congratulations,
nah,
man.
Fair enough. Because you're gonna say
it doesn't.
You gonna say Jung-un?
I didn't say that. That's why I said congratulations.
Who's
got more Instagram followers?
Yeah.
No, but Kim Kardashian. Let's. Are we gonna be serious or are we gonna lie to each other?
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, but that's big trip. If I was to call my mum right now and say
she knows Kim K.
All right, let's find someone to call. You got to call a random person.
I'm gonna call
and you say who's more famous, Kim or Kim?
I'm gonna call my sister.
He's gonna say Kim Min Jae. Now you should have said that one. That would have got you no.
Kim Min Jae.
That would have got you no.
I'm gonna call my sister.
That's niche.
Your sister.
Yeah.
She's obviously gonna say.
I'm gonna call my mum then.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm gonna call my mum.
Good barometer.
Because I feel like my mum.
She won't know Chicken Jong Un.
What?
She have no clue.
She worldly.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. You're supposed to say it back. Okay, first. All right. I'm good. Quick one, mum. Yeah. I know. I miss you too. I love you too, mum. Mum, I'm on Chunks' show. Say hello to Chunks.
Howdy, buddy.
So who?
I'm on the Chunks show.
Not even the most famous Chunks.
Which one?
Chunks' show.
Oh, Oh, Chong, so how is he doing?
Yeah. I'm very well, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself? How is the family?
Alhamdulillah.
Everybody good?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. I hope you're doing well.
Okay, ma'am, I got to ask you a question, yeah? A very serious question. Who is more famous, yeah? Kim Jong-woo or Kim Kardashian?
Who's that? Say it again.
Kim Jong-woo. Is it Kim Jong-woo? Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un or Kim Kardashian? Who's more famous? Kim Kardashian?
Yeah.
Yeah, love and guidance. I love you, mum. I'll speak to you later, yeah? Yeah, bye bye.
Kim Jong-woo, that's a new brother.
Kim Jong-woo is like a director in Hollywood, isn't he?
A new brother.
But I don't know his name like that.
The shows that he's obviously more clear.
Yeah, no, that's why I said Kim Kardashian.
I won then.
Yeah. So 2-2.
2-2.
Wait, you got the Jennifer Annie. Oh, so you got the J-Lo.
Yeah.
Say no more. Guys. Say no more. This is the finale.
Yeah.
This name is a hard name. Who won that last one? You.
Yeah. 2-2.
Oh my God.
This is the finale.
Big choice for you to make. Go on then. Michael.
Jackson. Good night.
Can we have, no. Wait for it.
Jordan.
My God. No. Wow. He's comparable. On our shoes.
Not comparable. I'd make a phone call now.
Who to? What? Michael Jackson.
Can I be honest with
my
you?
My mum.
I will be real with you. Because I'm here to be honest.
Be real.
Michael Jackson is my goat. And I think that, bro, everyone in the world knows who Michael Jackson is.
Yeah, but is he bigger than Kim Jong-woo?
Good one.
Hoya.
Hello, Hoya.
Who is bigger, Hoya? Michael Jordan or Michael Jackson? Why is mum's love laughing? It's their thing, isn't it?
Michael Jordan, you're Michael Jackson. My better game, my time game.
Ah, but who's bigger? Who's bigger?
No, mum is killing me.
Oh, you answer the question, what can sugar now?
Michael Jordan, you're Michael Jackson.
Ah.
I'm mid basha.
Ha, mid.
Oh my goodness,
where are you going to get this? Egg, please.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah!
You can't argue with mum. You can't argue with mum.
She's saying he's bigger.
Yeah, yeah. Well done, 3-2. Fair play.
That's a good win for you.
Fair play.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I thought you was going to go David.
So I've saved some other big names for another round.
Yeah, I thought you was going to go David.
Who would you have gone there?
You'll see.
Bex. I would have gone Bowie.
Ooh, no, Bex.
Can I say something
I know
you.
People.
David Bowie.
No, he's big drip. But I have won that game. If you guys did enjoy that, then don't worry, there'll be more of those next week. Yeah. But, Harry.
Yes.
Now I like you because your moral compass is on the right path. It's straight. Talk to me. You've got a child.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah Barik, beautiful, beautiful son.
Mashallah.
Obviously, you grew up similar background to me, council estates, the whole spiel. I'd say looking back at it, for me, it was a great time, really enjoyed it, really loved it, wouldn't change it for the world. But again, of course, it has its negatives, of course, with the same way it has its pros. How do you want to raise your child? Do you want him to have that similar upbringing to you where he had to kind of fight for it all, grit? Or do you want him to have an easy life, silver spoon type of vibe where he can just basically do what he wants and enjoys himself? Or are you trying to go in that middle ground? And explain to me.
I think silver spoon is what you work hard for.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I think if our parents had the luxury of having a lot of money when we were growing up, then they probably would have fed us with that silver spoon, right? But they didn't, and they made do with what they had. Yeah. And I think we're in a different position, alhamdulillah, for that. So I want to provide my son things that I never was able to have.
Yeah.
However, I do want to teach him the essence of hard work. You don't have to be in the streets or be in a council estate to be able to teach that. You can do that in other situations where it's, I mean, I teach my son that you can't always get everything, even though he has everything.
Yeah.
So it's about teaching your child principles. Also, I want him to understand who he is, what background he's from, you know, and the religion that we are immersed in. Like, I want him to know those things. And you can do that within a beautiful home that doesn't have to be an environment that's negative that we came from. And I think, again, as I said, like, if our parents had it their way and they were able to give us a different life, they probably would have, you know? So I feel like parents teach each other, teach their kids, sorry, what they have gone through. Now, we wasn't raised in our countries, but we know the essence of our countries.
Yeah.
So it proves it can be done. So that's what I would want for my son.
But then how do you get the same drive that you had as a child or as a kid growing up in South to your son, which obviously is going to be in and amongst a nice area, which you want him to be, of course, and kind of get what he wants probably get put through doors that he wouldn't have got if he was you back in the days. Like, how do you still have that, get him to have that hunger where he wants to work hard and wants to be successful when he can just look left and right and say to dad, can I get this, and he'll get it? You know what I mean?
I think
that's one thing I always struggle with. I obviously don't have a child yet. So I'm going to be the least experienced on this pod because I don't have one, but I'm very worried to get it wrong because it's kind of like, I want my son to have a great life, of course, better life than I did, but then I also don't want him to be a prick, basically.
Yeah,
you know what
course,
I mean?
Course,
genuinely.
Course.
So it's like, how do you meet that balance?
I think it's understanding what your child wants from life.
Yeah.
All right. Now, a lot of kids want to be football players, or they want to be this and they want to be that. And I think in order to be those things, you can have the resources to make that available easier for them, but they still have to work hard.
Mm.
Nothing in life generally comes easy unless you are handed it. And that's how you don't learn anything. I think when you're in a position, alhamdulillah, that we're in right now, and hopefully continues being that way, you can fast track your son, I guess, into places, or daughter, into places that essentially you can't do without the influence that we have. However, I still will teach my son hard work. If he wants to become a football player, he wants to become a fireman or whatever, you have to do the work, regardless of how much money you have. And that's something that they will learn anyway. And he learns it in school with little things like, you know, there's a situation where whoever's been the best behaved gets to lead the class into lunchrooms. That's teaching him that if I want to be in front, I need to work harder. So these little principles, you have to drop them. And I don't think it's difficult for a parent to be hard on themselves because society's completely changed to what it was when we was growing up, right? It's completely different. But with that being said, instilling principles and understand what your child wants. My father, my dad, I wanted to be a football player. And he said straight off the bat, you're not going to make it.
Yeah.
Like, he just said to him straight, so, yeah, let's just have it right.
Touch the other day.
Yeah, come on, man.
I'm going to actually insert on camera there now.
Yeah, that's fine.
But just for a second, when I went back to research your relationship, Jurgen Klopp offered him a place on the Liverpool team.
And that's the things I'm talking about.
So,
you know?
Yeah.
There when Arsene Wenger said, you're not coming off the pitch.
Yeah, and he said that match for hope in Qatar.
It's how you look at things.
But you didn't make it, so okay.
No, but alhamdulillah, I've made it here.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, man.
Do you think you'd be a better football player or a better influencer or whatever you are?
Big jokes aside, I never ever trained like what footballers do. My football skills is based off just mucking around with my friends. I do believe that if I put my mind to something and I was given the opportunity and my dad believed in me as a younger, then maybe it would have been a different story. I'm not saying I would have played in the Prem.
What level would you be?
Conference Alf. Yeah.
What, you think that's the top of your ability?
That's a good level.
No, but come on.
Yeah. Bro, you see the Premier League.
Everyone strives for the Prem, but
I'm thinking in terms of influence, you're a Premier League player.
Yeah, influence, yes.
Yeah. Right? But football player, if you love the game, obviously everyone wants to play in a Champions League or whatever, but if you every day actually love the game and you get paid to do that job and you love it, some people that play in those leagues are happier than some of us.
Same. Baller League.
Perfect example. I was more invested in the Baller League season than I was with Man United this season.
Well, yeah.
And that's not just because...
Yeah, of course you were.
No, but that's not just because you know how much I love Man United. It's not about... It's just the simple fact that these are my peers and week by week, I'm enjoying it. It's like there's drama being created and stuff like... So my point is like, you've got to love what you do. And going back to my child, I want him to love what he does. And if he's something that he says he wants to do, like my father, where he was thinking about, yo, look, education, this is the way to get to what you want. We're in a position where now you can become anything you want if you put your mind to it. And if you've got the backing of your parents, anything is possible. So that's what I think I would instill in my child rather than bringing him up in the hood. He could take the wrong turn and I would kill myself mentally. I caused this because I wanted my son to have a bit of understanding greatness of the end. Come on, man.
So what, private school or normal school?
I want him to go through his early ages in a public school so he can understand the different religions, races, and understand different people like I did.
Yeah.
But in terms of the education, I want him to go to private school because it is a more focused environmental area for him to learn and adapt. Whereas I feel like in public school, especially in secondary school, there's so much kids, not a lot of teachers. Some teachers are really underpaid as well. They're doing more than what they're supposed to do, which is teach kids. They're also managing tantrums, behaviors, girls and all of that stuff that comes with it. Whereas I think with a private school isn't, but a bit more. And I've seen people that go to private school and they're right. still with the shits.
Yeah. So, birthday presents. What were you getting? When you were ten,
just had a birthday, right? You haven't.
Yes.
Yeah, but as in like growing up.
Oh,
like
growing up.
9, 10, 11. What were you getting from your parents?
Do you know what? Alhamdulillah, my parents, yeah, with, I will never say I grew up poor. That's not real. Because, you know, there's a distinction
there's
between
actual poverty
and whatever. I got what I wanted when I was a kid. Like my dad would get me a bike if I wanted one, or
sick.
FIFA and WWE SmackDown versus Raw. That was like my thing. I loved playing games as Man United tops. Pocket money to go out and enjoy, that's like going bowling and Pizza Hut and all of that other stuff when I was younger. So like stuff like that meant so much to me at that time that I still remember it to this day. Hence why I'm so grateful and I give so much to my family, because as a kid, like if you don't get that when everyone else is getting that, it can affect you mentally. Do you know what I mean? So for my son, it's like he doesn't even know what he wants. Like we give him toys and he doesn't even want to play with them. He actually just likes to be outside, ride bikes, do what I'm doing. Like he's in that space right now where before it was like he would just sit down and play all day. Whereas now he wants to come to work with daddy.
So what if he, when he turns 11, he's like, Dad, can I get some Balenci's?
The thing though,
yeah,
kids at a young age lose their minds.
No, they want that stuff.
Yeah, but who said he's going to get it?
Oh, so he's not going to get it.
No, I think if
he... No, that's fair, bro.
No, I think for me, yeah, this is what I think you should do. And this is my way of doing it. It's not what I say every person should do, but I think you should reward your kids with gifts that they want. So if my son says to me, Dad, for my birthday, can I get X, Y, and Z? Yeah. I will probably buy it for him and manage and see how he behaves. He wouldn't know that I've got it for him and see his behavior. And if he doesn't do well on his birthday, I'm still going to give him his gifts, but teaching him that, listen, this is what happens when you behave well. Or this is what happens when you do well, because that's what happened with me. And I learned that, my birthday's coming up. Do you know what? Let me behave myself. Yeah. But then it kind of can teach you how to, that's what life's about. It's like you work hard, you get the rewards. Yeah. It's the same as a birthday gift, I think, as well. You know, and even in Islam, you're not really supposed to be celebrating birthdays like that
of
anyway.
Course not. Yeah,
so it's like, but I'm doing it for the sake of my child so that he knows.
And also we're very like westernized.
Anyway. Yeah, we are.
That's not an excuse, but it's the truth. You know what I mean? Mm. You want to give us like maybe a devil's advocate.
Oh, now you want the words.
You're doing well. I forgot you was here for a second. That's good.
So just in terms of...
Sorry, man.
It's good. It is good. So in terms of parenting, would you describe yourself as a harsh parent?
Or man.
No, he's not. I've seen it live.
I'm not a harsh parent.
You're quite a fun parent.
Yeah,
I've seen you do the light parenting.
Do you know what, yeah? Me and my dad's relationship now, yeah, is probably the best it's ever been in the last 5-6 years, yeah? Even when I met my dad, Meet Chunks, at the Arsenal game, yeah, and he asked for it. But he's now like reaping the benefits of the hard work that he's put in, right? But before that, it wasn't like that. And it's one thing I wished I had with my dad when I was younger. Because I was quite naughty and he was a bit harsh, we clashed a lot. Whereas now I'm like, I'm giving my son what I wanted. And it's not my dad's fault, neither is it fully my fault, but you learn from experiences. And I think with my son, I don't want him to fear me, to be scared of me. I want him to have a fear for me or to be know that I'm disappointed. I think that when you're, as a child, if your parent is disappointed with you, it hits more than beating your child or shouting at your child, because at the end of the day, they're not going to remember that you're shouting at a five-year-old. Mm. He's not going to remember. Tomorrow he's going to go and do the same thing. But it's how you speak to them, the language you use. And that is what I'm learning. Mm-hmm. As I'm getting on. So I love my son and we have so much fun. It's like a vibe. I recently bought a bike so I can ride with him. We go swimming. We do so much activities. I've taken him on holiday. And it's like stuff like this, he will remember. And all week, like, you know, where you said it on the Darkest episode, like one thing that's promised is death. And up until that time, I want him to have the best experiences with me as long as I live on this earth. So that's why I love having
it's
fun
good because like I know he's very like soft with his child and stuff, because like he'll be as naughty as he wants and he'll just be like stop. But the one time where he broke that cup and he fly kicked, remember?
Yeah, you fucker.
Yeah, but you gotta allow a little fly kick.
Yeah, it was just a young fly kick.
Just pick him up.
It was a little one. It wasn't even that serious. That's why I was like, right, yeah, Harry's a good dad, you know.
Yeah.
Like, just a little fly kick, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. Imagine that was this.
Well, naughty? What's naughty? What did you mean by naughty?
Naughty, what do you mean?
You were naughty as a kid?
Oh, I had a wretched childhood, man. I was doing things that I shouldn't have been doing. Yeah, a lot of bad stuff. Yeah, and do you know what's so crazy? I say this a lot of the time, yeah. When my son was born, yeah, the first thing I did was call my dad and I said sorry because I was overwhelmed with the love of this 32-year-old kid. And I called my dad and said, sorry, I understand what it felt like to love someone unconditionally and they're breaking your heart. And that was like a big turning point in my relationship with my dad.
Were you there at the birth of the child?
Yes, luckily for me, funny story actually, obviously during lockdown, a lot of parents that were having kids couldn't be there or fathers couldn't be there because of obviously the COVID restrictions. My mum obviously is a midwife. I told her what was going on and she goes, oh, what hospital are you having your child in? I told her the hospital. She phoned someone that she had studied with, one of my aunties, shout out to Auntie Grace, and she was like, yeah, class, done.
PG.
You're in there.
Amazing.
And I was there for everything. So I witnessed, you know, alhamdulillah, cut the umbilical cord and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was an incredible experience. And I'm sure you've...
Big moment.
Yes. Arguably one of the best moments you could ever have in life is to see your child being born.
It would just feel a bit generational, right? Because there were some dads in previous generations who would like, they'd go out for a drink while their wife gave birth or whatever.
I mean, I don't know.
Used to their own. I feel like some women can handle that. You know what I mean? Some women know what
Some people want that.
Forevermore, because they'll probably be like, he's going to be a nuisance anyway. Let him go to the pub and get a drink. I mean, get himself wasted and then come back home. Oh, he's the new one. You know what I mean? Usually it happens when I have like 4 or 5 kids, even though for me, that's never acceptable. But again, who am I to tell somebody how to run their relationship? But Harry, we're going to go to another game, if that's
okay. Okay, I like that. I like the balance that we got here, though.
No, but ask me.
Yeah.
I'm a balance bowl.
Yeah, stealing this for Olden Bold.
Here's a good question. What's your favourite bit on Olden Bold? What's your favourite game sort of thing?
So before it was Wheel of Impressions, and the reason why I like that, I work with one of the most talented people that I ever know. And it's so easy with Darkest to just go off the vibe of him. Like, I'm very unserious, so is he. So it's so weird. I know this is a show for people, but I feel like it's just for us and we allow people to watch it. And I think that's what I never want to lose whilst recording a podcast. Like, I'm not really focused on views, even though, like, you know, we'll get chance to get some views. But it's good
to just... Have you not been on there?
We're waiting.
Waiting?
Yeah, because we got a drop.
Do you keep getting the... I'm busy.
Oh, for the first... No, never. Chunks is very...
You know.
He's...
tried it, though.
Lawrence,
you trying to get me back because everyone...
Yeah, not trying to get you back. What, you wouldn't appear on my podcast, but you're going straight on theirs.
Yeah.
What pod? I do the Chunks show.
Yeah, good. That's good, man. What pod do you need me on? I'll go down tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, cool news. Very cool news. Guess who's jumping on the pod?
Who?
Trent Alexander.
You're joking.
Arnold, I swear to God. He said he's on it. Forevermore, I'm going to FaceTime him, but he's going to end up airing me. Fine.
What's cool news?
Let's be real, though. Huh? Easy.
What's cool news?
That's a Trent's going to jump on a podcast.
Oh, I thought it was a podcast. Okay,
busy.
Why are you doing that?
Busy tone, innit?
No, but remember, you know he's at the Club World Cup right now.
Hey, Trent, what's going on? Remember we were talking and you said you're going to jump on a podcast. Don't try and make me look stupid, you know. Answer the Ross Clark phone, Trent. Love.
Yeah, that's good. I like that one.
Because it's not even a bad time over there while we're recording.
That's why I did it. I thought mathematically it worked out, but cleaner. But hopefully we do get a Trent appearance and that'll be absolutely incredible.
Easy to say that, though, when you're in Madrid. Oh, Madrid.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
To be fair, LA. WhatsApp don't work there. But we're going to do, we're going to play the game.
Yes, let's do that.
WhatsApp does work in LA, just this is a disclaimer, I'm not stupid. But what we're going to do is, I'm going to just ask you, I want to know what type of person you are. So like maybe a top three of some categories, maybe 3 categories max, we don't want to bore the people. I want to know, what kind of taste you have. So if I was to ask you, Harry, top 3 artists of all time.
Michael Jackson.
Yep.
Vybz Kartel.
Wow.
All time.
Jay-Z.
Wow.
That's a very different top three, you know.
I just have to look at it.
Pop and rap.
In their fields.
Yeah, they are the GOATs.
They are
the GOATs. Okay.
Jay-Z, every single album, genuinely, let's just have it right.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, I can say the king of music, in my opinion.
Yeah, king of
Vybz Kartel. I know that people say Bob Marley, but Vybz Kartel, what he's done for dancehall in Jamaica,
he
genuinely doesn't have to go to a studio one more time again.
What did Jamaicans think? Is it Vybz Kartel or Bob Marley as the GOAT?
It depends on what that's generation question, you're talking about. Because dancehall is completely different to reggae.
I know the right person to ask. Let me ask Usain Bolt. No, I'm
joking. I can shout him. I can.
Oh, yeah, that's your bridging.
Yeah, but not on this pod. I'll do it on mine.
Think about the clips. It's going to be more viral.
Think about the views.
I like that one still. Remember you said SD card delete. But yeah, no. I think
you saying we didn't even answer that, you know. So Makiana said, you know.
Yep.
Two big bomber clap ladies.
But that's not dark though.
What you saying? You'll say it off camera, but never on.
What?
I think he'll say
Yeah, he would. But yeah, so that would be mine. MJ, Vibes, and Jay-Z.
Okay, cool. Footballers.
Zinedine Zidane.
Yes.
In order.
Are we doing in order?
Of course.
Okay, so number three, Zinedine Zidane.
Tizzy.
Number two?
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, of course.
Ronaldinho.
Yep.
Number one.
Yeah.
Lionel.
Messi.
Messi.
Out of that top three, who have you met?
Ronaldinho.
You met him, yeah?
Yeah, I got a picture with him. Remember when I was in Abu Dhabi?
Then when he signed your shirt?
Yes.
Didn't you spend a night with him? And not like, obviously.
Whoa.
Did you spend a night with him at the Champions League final?
Spend a night.
You spent an evening.
A football match with him.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe clarity next day.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I did. Furthermore, I got a cool little story about that one. Met him in Amsterdam.
Yep.
To film a video with Pro Direct. Yep. So what happened was, it was a cool video, cool shoot, amazing, well, no problem. I think we did that in 2019-ish. Then all of a sudden, 2024, Champions League final, Dortmund versus Real Madrid, Wembley Stadium. Nike invited me, said, come down and watch the football match. No problem, essential season there. I think it was Ethan Wanyeri, Lauren James, just a lot of ballers and stuff. Yeah. Gone inside now, I've seen Ronaldinho. I said, oh, the GOAT again. He's obviously not going to remember me. So I've just come to him. Hey, Ronaldinho, nice to meet you, man. Nice to see you again. I've met you before. He goes, I remember. I said, cool, that is enough for me.
Yeah,
get it, good, no problem. Good. Amazing, man, wicked. Time to take the picture now. Nike have asked, can we all take a picture of all you guys? I said, yeah, 100%. I've gone on the edge, like I'm Ashley Cole. Just, you know what I mean? Just being on the edge of the picture. I'm not an athlete. Let me just know my role. Ronaldinho looks at me and says, Cam. I said, what? Where? Next to me. So what's happening here then, Ronaldinho? Did you want to jump on a podcast or... Like, what's going on? I was so shocked.
Do you know what, yeah?
That's one of my goats.
I'm just going to swap it around. Ronaldinho third, Zidane second. Sorry, I'm just going to have it right.
Why? Like, just because of that story?
Because he asked me for a picture?
No. Because I just clocked it. Zidane is genuinely...
I think Ronaldinho is a valid top three because...
No, he's in
reason,
my top
he's
three.
He's the reason why a lot of people watch football.
But Zidane is... You know when we talk about like... I'm so happy... You know what? I'm stealing something from SDS. Fuad said this on SDS. He said, I'm so happy that... You know, the whole Deia XG era wasn't around when Zidane was there. Sure. Just because.
Yeah, he's not really an XG man.
It's just the eye. If you see what he's on, I think.
But you know, call me crazy or call me a hater, yeah? You see these nostalgia merchants, I'll be honest, yeah? I've watched. Have you actually watched 90 minutes of 06, 05, 04 games?
Yes.
You know, the quality is horrific.
It's quite slow.
Yeah. Like, not only that, the amount of misplaced passes, amount of stupid dribbles that you try to do to take on a man. I can't lie, don't get it twisted. I love that maverick side of football. That's what I loved about it. For example, people letting people like Ronaldinho flourish and stuff. But also the quality of football was so bad. Like maybe the defending wants to...
I don't think it was so bad.
No, but I watched the Brazilian game, Brazil versus France, when Zidane ran the whole team.
Yeah.
Watch that game, the 90 minutes.
No, but I understand that. But you got to understand, you see like football now is so technical.
Yeah.
Everything is near enough, has to be perfect.
There's so many
passes. And I think there was a stat the other day about how many goals were in the Premier League were scored via assist. And it's like 72%.
Yeah.
Whereas you used to see moments of brilliance in games. For example, Ryan Giggs against Arsenal in the semi-final. That's not him.
That's what I'm saying.
Thierry Henry's flick against Man United at Highbury. These are moments of brilliance that we remember. Yes, of course, the football has elevated. I think the best era of football I've probably seen is from 2010 to 2016, simply because that was when Spain internationally were just killing it, but then also Barcelona were great, Real Madrid were great. Like you're seeing Man United, Arsenal, like everyone's competing at high levels. Whereas now I feel
Arsenal,
like...
Arsenal, do you say?
I'm an Arsenal hater, yeah, but Santi Cazorla,
give us our props, man.
Like, you get me, Sami Nasri, Fabregas, like, although these players were like, obviously they moved on to other clubs, that was a good era. I think that was top tier football.
No, generally, I think I was watching on TikTok, 2010, 2011 season.
Come on,
the top goal scored that season.
Is that little one around the corner? What's that? What's the one against Norwich that you guys scored? You know, the pass.
Jack Wilshere, Giroud.
But in general, you know, the goal of the season contenders, I saw about 14 outside the box, 40-yard screamers. Genuinely, I don't remember the last time I seen that. My point being, I think the quality of football was lower back then, but in terms of like technical display and how they actually look, in terms of footballers, but it was way more enjoyable. I think the footballers are way better now because of how much technology they have.
I disagree.
Technology, yeah.
Fitness.
And fitness and it being more tactically drilled. But even, for example, I had a chat with my friend TT the other day at the Thierry Henry.
That's Thierry Henry, is it?
Yeah. Sorry?
That Thierry Henry?
Yeah, TT. So it was, we were flying from Munich to London, right?
So he couldn't escape.
Champions League final.
Right.
We went to watch it. And he obviously, he was talking to me about football, Desiree Doué, how much he loves him, etc. Yeah. I was like to him, TT, I remember you were talking about on overlap about you playing football and stuff. One thing you didn't mention is you said, because he said he managed Desiree Doué, right?
Yeah.
And he told him, he said, after two or three times where he didn't take on his man and show some type of flair, he kept turning around and passing. He goes, I told him, do that one more time, you're coming off. Desiree started to actually take his man on whatever. So then I said to him, based off that, I said, in Arsenal setup, was Wenger telling you how to play football? He said, what, me? Mm. I said, yeah. He goes, Wenger just told me, jump on the pitch and express yourself and play your game. Mm. I'm not going to be the one to tell you what to do because you know what to do. You're Thierry Henry. And that type of freedom, unless you're Lionel Messi in his prime, no one gets that anymore. No. Whereas I feel like everybody had that talisman or that man that they said to, go and express yourself, enjoy yourself. Eden Hazard, you know what I mean? Mm. Gareth Bale, these kind of players. Nowadays, you don't see that, which is enjoyable.
Top class players.
I'm saying, example, Luis Enrique nowadays, which I love about him, he's told Kvaratskhelia, he's told Desiree Doué, and he's told Dembele, you guys interchange, have fun, enjoy yourself. It's That's why they keep doing this.
Still
they
very structured.
It's structured,
but it's also a method of madness. It tells Vitinho and João Neves, you know what to do in that midfield. These three, go crazy. Pacho and Marquinhos stay at the back, and then Mendes and Hakimi just flip him bomb. It's like, it's not. I'm not saying it's basic because he's won the Champions League, but I'm saying I like that type of football. It's very fun, expansive. Mm. Whereas nowadays, like a Pep, for example, as much as he's a GOAT, I think he's kind of ruined ball, you know?
I think he's moving people away from his club.
He made Jack Grealish, which was a maverick at Aston Villa, loved how he played, to come to Man City, 100 mil.
And just pass the ball. Right, man. And you know Jack is...
And it's nothing about Jack. I love Jack, but he ain't showing me Jack.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I don't even think it's him, though.
Of course it's not.
It's generally the system. Of course it's not. It's the system. But anyway.
That's a shame, man. That's a shame. But anyway, we're going to go and move on and actually talk about a pandemic that we have going on in the country right now. Or even in the world. This glazing thing. Now, I mentioned it pretty briefly recently, but that didn't end up coming out. But what's your take on the glazing culture?
Can I be honest with you?
Yes. I want to be honest first. I think it's so toxic.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm 34 years of age, sorry.
Damn.
And yeah, thanks. And I don't get involved in the trends that people do, right? Man's old school. If someone is sick at what they do or you show love, you just show love.
Sure.
And I feel like if we as the elders, so to speak, are even entertaining it, we're the idiots. Because really and truly...
But I don't do that stuff.
No, really and truly, to glaze someone... Is you're showing appreciation. Who's cool enough to say, hey, my man's doing his thing, you know? Oh, that girl can sing, you know? Or like, what the hell is that about?
Yeah.
And I don't do that, so I don't care about it. Mm. And I think that a lot of people copy trends. For example, this whole Y thing, it's like, it gets to a stage where it's like, brother, like, when am I going to be able to talk?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but the thing is, I like that because it's funny. I find it funny in terms of like pause and why, but I don't really mean it. I'm not going to actually stop you and say what you
say. It's just whatever, but the glazing aspect of it, I just think it's just another thing that people just are paying too much attention to that you don't need to. Bro, who the hell cares? I've never ever shied away from telling somebody that you're sick. Mm. I don't care because at the end of the day, it doesn't take away from me.
Mm. But have you been glazed, so to speak?
If you're going to use the terminology, yes, but I don't call it that. I would say you're showing appreciation. Also,
but what I mean by that is then, so have you not been shown appreciation, but have you actually had someone where you're sort of feeling a bit awkward? Because I think that's what glazing is.
I said this the other day. I don't look at myself how other people view me.
How do you see yourself?
I see myself as a normal person that has had incredible blessings from God to be able to have this life. That's how I look at myself. Also, I know that if Allah wants to take this from me, he will. So that's why I don't care about how, quote unquote, or being famous. I don't care about it. Mm-hmm. Because for me, it's like, what is that? What does that do for you? Being known as the most famous person or you're on top of your game right now. You got to be internally happy. And that's why, like, when I've been, quote unquote, glazed, yeah, people always say, like, for example, I'll go to a supermarket and people are like, what are you doing here? I would expect. And I'm like, brother, what? I can't go and get some grapes.
Yeah, come on.
I can't go and get some strawberries. I can't go and get some whatever. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? So it's like, there's a perception of us that you have to debunk by just being normal.
Yeah.
And showing that like, yo, you're sick. And for example, like when I had Brazzaville on the pod, yeah.
Incredible.
I like him. I think he's sick.
Yeah.
So if anything, I was glazing.
Yeah. No, but what I was trying to get at is, for example, I remember I was on the roads, bumped into these teenagers. They were coming up to me. Oh, Chunks, bro, love your stuff, blah, blah, blah. There was one guy that was particularly excited saying, yo, bro, you're my GOAT, bro. You're amazing. You're smashing it, blah, 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 blah. Then four or five of his brethren, why are you glazing? And they all started laughing at him. Then he felt kind of embarrassed and said, no, I'm not. And I just chimed in and said, bro, I said, well, why are you man trying to get onto him for saying he's showing man love? He's showing man appreciation. Do you get it? Him saying he's a fan, even the word fan is taken out of context now. It's like, why are you glazing? Why are you a fan? How are you a fan of somebody? For me, I feel like it's such a toxic mentality to have. And it's the reason why people say that UK have bad vibes.
Mm.
Point being, for example, now, if you can't give someone their props and their, how do they know that they're doing well? For example, they even someone on a come up, for example, yeah? I met recently, what's his name? Brazzaville, of course, that's number one.
Just Busy.
Just Busy.
Yeah.
How Greedy.
Yeah, How Greedy, yeah.
Yeah, him, right?
That's yeah, yeah, Just Busy.
And then also doing Adapting, that brother there. I see all these guys at Border League and I told them, yo, you man, incredible. I love what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. They were so taken back by it because they couldn't believe that I've watched their stuff. But at the end of the day, it's my job as a content creator, as maybe one of the staples in the UK, to tell the other people that they're doing well, you're smashing it.
Mm. Can you glaze though?
Yeah.
Even if I wasn't in the position I'm in, I've always been a guy that gives people their flowers. I don't give a crap because at the end of the day, I want to be able to let you know that the impact you've had on my life or what you've managed. Mm. You managed to make me laugh. So you know what? I want to say to you, full props to you, brother. You're smashing it. It's positivity. And I feel like, unfortunately, maybe I'm taking this too serious, but I feel like the glazing thing genuinely is very negative to the point where we don't even understand what it's doing. Because like now it's just like, if you don't have anything negative to say, just don't say it. Where it's meant to be, if you don't have anything positive to say, don't say it. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So it's kind of flipped on its head. And I feel like what I want to say, a little PSA to the youths out there, show love to people, man. Be supportive, 100%. Be appreciative. And if you are a fan, quote unquote, of somebody, what's the problem with that? Find someone that supports somebody. You know, I don't really like it, man, if I'm being honest. I think it's very negative and just want to get it, kick it out the game.
I think what you're saying, it is a social media thing because in real life, yeah, all of the stuff that I've seen about even myself online, yeah, never ever correlates to real life.
Yeah.
There is so many people out there that love and support what we do, but maybe because they don't want to be seen as their quote unquote glazing or they're just not those people that comment and stuff, but real life interactions validate how I feel about myself a lot.
Of course.
Rather than what people say online. And I think when you're doing this job, and again, to the young content creators that are coming up, you've got to remember that who you are, there are people that love you for that. And there's people that's just genuinely going to comment. For example, there was a thing with AJ on TikTok. Remember, I think told you about it. Yeah.
Yes.
Where
yes.
It was a clip here that was taken out of context, where we're all roasting each other, but they used that clip of me getting onto AJ. And the whole, it went mad on TikTok, yeah, right?
Bullying it.
Yeah, bullying all of this stuff. Me and AJ, we would go gym most of the time.
We were together 2 hours ago.
2 hours ago, right? And in my head, I'm like, rah. So I genuinely, someone messaged me something on Snap. I opened it and it was like, oh, I hate you, whatever. And then I responded and I said, LOL. And it goes, oh my God, I can't believe you messaged me back. That was my confirmation, yeah, that this is just a response. Also, it's like there's narratives, people run with it, and that is it. And you have to genuinely be super focused in this thing because I don't care, bro. I want people to show support, and if they don't, fine. Mm. As simple as that.
Yeah, for me, I'm not telling you to show support by force. I'm saying
of course.
Either you show support or you don't say anything. You know what I mean? Just don't. I feel like we're just too negative as people.
It is generally though. The UK is 100% bad vibes.
Who do you listen to? When was the last time you got like negative feedback or somewhere where you were like, someone said, hey, I'm not sure you're doing this right. Either of you.
The last podcast.
No, I got that from...
What? You got negative feedback from someone you knew?
Oh, someone I know.
Yeah, because don't get me wrong. Like, you know, negative comments always happen. Even if you've had the best video you've ever had, there'll be negative comments.
Of course.
But like a real person that you know has gone, you know what? I didn't really think that was...
My manager.
You do have quite a real relationship with your manager.
Yeah, my manager will tell me.
He's a legend, isn't
it? Yeah, he would say, listen, why the hell did you say that? Or why the hell did you do this?
Isn't that vital though? Do you not? You really need that around you in when you get to your guy's level of, your guy's level of fame.
Yeah, you do. I think there's a, we see it a lot in not even just like with, in our jobs, but like even in football, you have a lot of people that have yes men around them. And I think that is so counterproductive to anyone's success just because you need somebody who is going to tell you the reality of what you've done and your actions and what you could have said and how that could be perceived. and my manager is that person for me. He'll keep it a buck with me at all times. And that is why I listen to what he's got to say, because he genuinely has my best interest in
Were you friends before you were famous? Sort of
yeah, so I've known him since I was in year 7.
Wow.
So that's, I'm going to say, going on...
the same age as you?
1 year younger than me. So I've known him over 20 years. Over 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I can trust him.
Fair enough. But I'm gonna cut through on the next topic, maybe like another kind of moral type of vibe.
Okay.
I want to know again, what type of moral compass you have. But talk to me. How much compromise in a relationship is too much?
Good question.
Oh, good question, actually. I think if it is emotionally draining, that is too much compromise.
And what is the medicine for that?
I think real conversations, even before things get serious, because attraction is one thing, getting on with someone is one thing, and then also honeymoon stages are very fake because there's no nitty-gritty there. Mm. I think having those conversations beforehand, understanding who that person is and if you are capable of handling that. Some people can, some people can't. And I think that is, for me, the most important thing, because a woman or a man may need more support than you're willing to give. Doesn't make you a bad person, just means that you're not there or that's not your thing. So that's why I think the solution to that is also therapy and being honest with your situation and not hiding behind the good times. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Mm. And I think that is something that you learn as you go along in relationships. And I think, you know, also insecurities come from situations that someone else has been in before, but doesn't reflect on the person that you're with now. And that person shouldn't feel the brunt of that. I don't think it's fair at all.
This guy's smart, man. He's spitting. It's a shame.
That's what I think.
When I watch Hold On Ball, you're just making jokes.
But that's the thing, though. Yeah.
I want to see your intellect.
No, because I'm not here to be Stephen Bartlett 2.0.
No, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I see what you're trying to do, yeah.
No, for me, I'm trying to be bigger one day.
No, inshallah.
You know what I mean? Inshallah, that's what I'm working towards. But again, staying on moral compass, cheating friends. I want to ask you a question, and Lawrence, feel free to chime in. Because
I think you need to phrase this one.
Of course.
Cheating friends is like, oh, what's that?
Listen to this now. You've got a friend. You see him cheat on him girlfriend. Yeah? What does Harry Pinero do? Bear in mind, you are very close to his missus as well.
But I'm very close to the missus. No, but I'm very close to the missus because of my friend, right?
Yes. No.
No, you knew her before.
You knew her before.
You knew this part of a friendship.
So let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If my friend, let's say, for example, Lara's my friend.
Yeah.
Lara goes out with Peter.
Peter? Let's say Lara's my friend. Is Lara not your friend?
Okay, I'm using an example.
She's an acquaintance.
Lara is my homie.
Yeah.
Homie. Like, that's my dog.
She's giggling. Don't worry, you got her back.
That's my dog. But okay, Lara's my friend. I've known her for X amount of years, right?
Don't claim.
And this, a good one. I like that. See, when you chime in like that, it's good. I like that one.
That annoys people.
I like that one. That's a good one. Right, guys, right. I like that one in the comments.
Yeah.
And then Peter's this guy, right? That's my friend as well. Once they get into a relationship, I've got nothing to do with that no more.
Yeah. Okay.
Why am I involved in their relationship?
Okay, cool. So you see Peter moving crazy.
What the hell?
What are you doing to Peter?
I can say to Peter, brother, you are moving crazy, bro. Yeah. And if Lara finds out, you're in some serious trouble here, bro. Cool. Yeah.
But then Lara, next day,
you see her stepping out of Lara.
You're going for breakfast together.
Lara's moving crazy.
Then I'll say it's the same thing.
I'll say okay, fair.
Because really and truly, you got to understand,
Does this change if you're close with either Lara or Peter? So Peter's your own dog from Wade.
So this is my thing, yeah? It's going to sound crazy that I'm going to say yeah? Is he my dog? I've got to let him know.
Wow. You see how girls stick with each other on hot girl summer, girls thing.
Right.
The man them need to help each other out. We ain't really got an unspoken rule, you know? I've realised in the book. Nah, girl them do. If a girl, I'm coming to you as a woman, I'm coming to you as a girl, I saw your man, you get what I'm trying to say? And they make it seem like it's worse than it even was. They say, I saw him lips to her, and then lips her neck, and then grab her and take it. Oh, well, guess what it was? It was, can you move out of the way? It's just in my way right now. That's what it was.
But can I be honest with you, though? Yeah? Can I be honest with you?
So what I'm saying is, as the man them, we need to...
But do you know what I was going to say,
though?
Okay, cool. If I go and tell, let's say, for example, I go and tell Lara, I'm not going to lie, you're my sis, yeah? Peter was doing a man thing.
Yeah.
Wow. And then she goes and tells Peter, yo, Peter... Harry told me. No, I'm just saying, for example, listen to Peter.
Yeah,
imagine, get me, Peter finds out it's me now, and they stay together. Who am I now?
It's a good point.
Who am I now?
I'm the guy
that opened his mouth and I lost. Because Lara's going to stay with Pete's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Pete's just going to say, see you, yeah? Skates Can't trust you.
Yeah, you're
dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But my point is, it's not my business.
Yes.
I wouldn't ask you what's going on in your situation, neither would I ask you about your situation. It's not my business. Mm-hmm. What's going on in my life is, and Darky said it perfectly. He said it on the pod. He goes, keep your relationship between you and that person. Mm. I don't need, and if I see something, Ray Charles.
Okay, cool.
Wow.
Okay, cool.
Ray Charles.
What I'm saying to you is your actual dog homeboy, Brett Drinini.
Yeah.
Yeah. See his missus on the main roads moving brazy.
Afi, tell him.
Afi.
What's going on there? What are we pretending that that's not going to happen? He's getting that call. You know what? Well, Usher, you know the Usher one?
Let's do role play right now.
All right.
Role so who's right who? Now. You're Ari. I'm your Brett.
Yeah.
Right. Go on.
My boy, what are you saying?
Can't couple of handle it. How you doing, man?
Are you around people?
No, I'm one up. I'm by myself.
You near a chair, bro?
Come on, what's going on?
Yeah, you need to sit down for this one, bro.
All right, go on.
Yeah, all right, cool. Flipping. just out of curiosity, you see Wanemte, yeah? Did she tell you where she was going yesterday?
Yeah, she said it was with her brethren and going every man's to watch F1. Why are we going?
Bro. I'll be real, bro. I saw her tonguing down on you in tape, you know?
They're not saying tonguing down. I'm going to be upset.
I'm
going to
be real with you. I've got to be descriptive. Yeah, I saw her tonguing down, but and it was a wet one as well. Yeah, bro. And I'm telling you, I'm just, bro, I don't even know him, bro.
How did he look?
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's got it on him.
Oh, no, that's Tom. Yeah, I like that run.
Nah, but it was.
We're in an open relationship. Tom's allowed. Imagine. What did he do if you pass that to the phone?
Can I say to you now, joke, man. Let me shout out.
Go on. Now that's Tom Broski. Yeah, my open relationship. He's allowed to tongue her down.
I heard him in the shade, tongue gym. Love.
Good. Yeah. That's the best way to respond to that.
That's it.
Would you see him differently if that was how he responded?
You see the way I see him now?
Yeah.
Blurry. He's blurry to me now. I don't know him anymore. Because it's like,
where are your boundaries?
You're rude, though. You tell me on the phone that my missus was tonguing down a man.
What would you say to me?
I'll say, yo, bro, I'll be honest. She was moving brazy in the Shabin.
But if I ask descriptions, I say, yo, what do you mean?
They were kissing. It doesn't sound, but you said tonguing down.
No, because tonguing down.
I'll link you and I'll get angry at you.
What did I do?
Why are you saying that?
No, because.
Not my feelings.
All right. Can I ask? Okay, look, let me ask a question. Yeah,
right. Crazy that.
Would you prefer me to tell you the reality? Because you need to go there with Evie. If you don't go there, are you going to go there with not Evie?
Do you know what evidence on you? You filmed him?
No. My word. Yeah. You know I wouldn't lie to you.
Nah, never in a career.
You know I wouldn't call you for no.
You know what I prefer?
What?
I think you two are doing the wrong thing.
Wow. Go on then.
You shouldn't go to the other person who's not been involved. You need to go to the girl and say, if you don't tell him, I'm going to have to tell him myself.
So he's a joke man then.
Okay.
He's a joke.
So he's watched enough TV to think that this is what happens.
You're in Hollyoaks.
I see. You watch Emmerdale. He's in Coronation.
You're a dead man.
That's Coronation.
Your most famous guy was from EastEnders. Do not come at me.
He wants this. You better tell him now. Doof.
Yes.
Oh my God. I can't wait to see what happens next week. Is she going to? No, bro. I'm going to go direct to the source because guess what?
How are you doing that, dear Bridget? I don't even look at you the same way.
Yeah, but if you're both friends. If you're in that
you're
friendship,
not even
group.
Loves you, lose. Look, I'll be honest with you. Saying. Look,
this is your boy. Where's the bro code?
Nah.
Where's the bro code?
Obviously, if it's a boy thing, you go straight to him. But if you're all in a friendship
God
group,
God forbid, Astaghfirullah, yeah?
Where's the bro code?
If your wife was cheating on you,
she'd never do that.
Exactly. That's why I said Astaghfirullah. If you would prefer me going to her before I come to you.
So the only issue with going to my wife is she will kill you.
Okay.
So I think you should always come to me first.
Exactly. So regardless. So, like, you get me? She's going to... I'm going to go to my dog.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's you trying to tell me that someone's cheating.
B-R-O-C-O-D-E.
So, as soon as your boy walks in the room and starts doing that...
Yeah. If my brother walks into the dance and his girl's moving... Go.
Need to stand up.
What's that? Oh, Apple Watch.
Yep, need to stand up.
Is that Apple Watch charger in here by any chance?
There was one. I took it home. It's my one, though.
Wow.
Because I'm on 7%.
Does he do the steps thing?
No, he doesn't. He needs to be involved, though, man.
No, I do, but I just not added to the group yet.
Why not? What would his name be?
Harry.
What's your favourite flavour?
Umami.
Umami? Wow.
Good one, though.
Umami.
Because that's one of your favourite phrases.
I ain't done enough steps today. 3,200.
Mate. Was that like from bed to the kitchen and back?
What's this then?
11,733.
Yeah, and I'm not even done.
But guess what? Because you was on a treadmill today and I wasn't.
I'm Mr. Treadmill Boy. It's my new name, Mr. Treadmill Boy. But I'll be honest. Should we be real in this life?
Yeah. Please try.
I've got nothing else left. So now, Lawrence, this is where you
You got nothing else left?
No, I did everything there. Got a question for me?
Why isn't Harry in Beta Squad?
Brother, I've had enough of people asking me questions, man. At this point, you might as well ask me, why is my niece not in Beta Squad? Mm. Harry's not in Beta Squad because I met Harry when Beta Squad was a thing.
It's a good clip. So just try and make this into... Can you do some drama?
3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Ask again.
Trunks, I'll ask you, why isn't Harry in Beta?
It's a funny story.
Wow, really?
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to make this section 1 minute so we can put it in...
great, that's perfect.
So, I'll be honest, it's a very confusing question that you asked. I'm kind of taken back by it. Harry Pinero is one of the staples of the UK. I feel like he's a household name now. He's done very good work for himself.
What would you say his best stuff is?
His best stuff would be, I feel like, I throw it back to the stuff when... that's what I was going to talk to.
Yeah.
When he does like... I know he doesn't do it anymore, but you see the girl concept stuff?
Yeah.
H, I think for me, was number one, genuinely, hand on heart.
Would that fly now? Genuine question.
No, it don't work no more.
No, it wouldn't fly. It wouldn't even land.
It wouldn't even take off.
No,
because of the fact that I think people misconstrued quote unquote entertainment for just being a prick. And I'm fine with people taking it in the way they want to take it. At the end of the day, it is entertainment, but you can perceive it differently if you wish to. I think sometimes we did cross the line, but again, it was never intentional. We tried to. It was entertainment.
Shock value.
Sometimes
shock
you're value. Testing things as well.
And I wasn't experienced at all. I didn't know what the dimensions of where my trajectory was going to go. And upon reflection, is something that I've said it to you. I think I said this on the Chunks of Philly pod that I don't want to do that content ever again.
Yeah, and plus he was very young when he made that.
I was
content.
So young.
He was only 31.
I was so young.
Some of those clips though.
That's fucking mental health institution from you, pal. That was good.
I think it's only 31. Bro, that's a grown ass. Yeah. A 31-year-old is paying mortgage.
Fair play.
You know what I mean? But obviously, no, all jokes aside, I feel like it was early into your YouTube career, so you kind of didn't understand what was acceptable and what wasn't. If we're being honest, people and their friendship groups have conversations that if it was to be on the internet, I think they'll be arrested.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So let's keep it 100% honest and transparent. What we didn't understand was how far we could take it until we started to hurt people's feelings. Mm. As soon as we saw that we did, what did we do? We stopped it.
Yeah. Why would you leave him out of Beta Squad like that?
Mm. I think, when did we meet Harry? 2018?
2018, yeah.
2018 is when I met Harry Pinero. Again, reflecting back to the Beta Squad story, we met each other in 2015. By then, we were 3 years deep into our relationship, 3 years deep into creating content together. I think at the time, when I did first watch Harry Pinero's content, it was one thing where I was like, I don't care. I'm going to definitely reach out to this guy, maybe do some videos together, maybe just even be a helping hand if I can in any way, shape or form. And that's one thing that I wanted to do with Harry. So when I did message him and we reached out, we ended up meeting. And since then, it's been history. But in terms of like inclusion into the group, there were people that aren't in the group that have more of a right than Harry to be in. For example, a darkest man. And for me, I feel like Harry is that kind of outside. He's like the right-hand man of a Beta Squad. You know what I mean? Like him, a Darkest, for example. So this is why I feel like Harry's not in the group, because it was kind of like, it didn't make sense at the time. Mm. Like we already established a friendship in a group.
Do you Harry, think you'd what's like your perception? To be in the group?
When I first got introduced to the Beta Squad, it was through Chunks. So my relationship was with, primarily with him, right? So to come into this group as...
Why? Primary relationship.
Come on. To be part of that group, I just would not have made sense. Also, I then built my relationships with every single individual as time went on. So to then be like, hey guys, I want to be, it just didn't fit well with me. And also I have my own trajectory that I'm trying to achieve. I love working with the boys. I want to let that be known. And it's different. I separate Beta Squad from my friends. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like I have different relations with every one of them. And also it just wouldn't make sense me being part of that because they've got a story. They've all met each other. They've become friends, then a group. So it just wouldn't make sense. Now I understand what fans, supporters, should I say, want because they're like, oh, these guys work well together. So it makes sense. But in the grand scheme of things, what you have already is incredible. Me being part of it is already a blessing anyway with the videos that we've done over the years and we'll continue to do, inshallah. So yeah, I don't even, it's never been something that's crossed my mind ever, to be fair, because I know that I met Chunks, then I met everyone else. So to then be like, hey guys, look, don't you think it would be great to make Beta Squad with Harry? Like I said, Darkest needs to be in there then, you know? So
why not?
I think even Darkest will tell you, like,
oh no, we know.
Yeah, we know. I watched the episode
he's
as
very
well.
Vocal, fair play.
Yeah, so
have you guys ever had hobbies? Do you ever have like a hobby?
Staying at home.
Sorry. You've never like collected anything? Were you not part of this generation?
Bowling. I've loved bowling since I was a kid.
That's like a bit of a weird hobby.
Yeah, yeah. Bowling is so... I take my son bowling all the time and I absolutely dismantle everything. Yeah, he's never won against me.
What, does he use a little pushing drink?
Yeah, a little joke, man. He ain't a serious guy.
Don't let him do that.
But he needs to learn, though. When he's ready to roll with the big boys, he'll know something.
What about you? You never collected anything?
Football.
As a kid, though? What about when you were younger?
Genuinely, I used to run to the cage, play with the man in the minute ends, and then my mum would come out and shout to call me and my brother and Darkest and say, come for food.
So what year was you Flabregas?
Cesc Flabregas?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what they called me for.
Yeah, Cesc Flabregas, yeah. What year was that, though?
Yeah, 2006, 5.
Oh, that's early stages.
Yeah. I've always been a bit bigger on the big side.
I'm there. I look at you now.
Yeah.
You trying to... Nah, just
look great.
You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna play a little game.
I know you're gonna do that.
You switch it up.
Yeah.
You're gonna try to explain each other. For somebody that doesn't know, say for example, now you were trying to show us to a Karen, right? Yeah. And she's from Derby and she's 62.
Mm. What's wrong with being from Derby?
Nothing's wrong with it.
Right.
Don't try to get me cancelled from Derbyshire people.
I love Derby.
Huh?
Stand up for my
Derby. What do you call people from Derby? Derbians?
Rams.
That's the football team.
Yes.
Are they called Rams?
Well, the Rams, yeah, I guess.
Oh, so like we're called Londoners. They're called Rams.
Let us know in the comments what you're called.
Darbynites.
What would you... So she's seen a picture of me.
Mm.
Give me three words to describe me.
Lot at the front. A lot at the front, yeah. You know what that means, right?
A lot at the front.
That's right, four words.
There's a lot.
Oh, forehead.
Yeah, there's a lot at the front.
Is a lot one word or two?
A lot, it could be... You could class it as one word.
Yeah, you could.
Lot... At the front.
Yeah, so a lot at the front. Yeah.
Well, that's the good game that you
No, a lot at the front.
A lot at the front.
Yeah.
So technically
what I
now it's a lot at the.
Three words, yeah. He can't count.
Yeah.
You're talking again.
No, but he's allowed it because it's funny.
Okay.
How'd you notice?
Yeah. How'd you know? This is, okay, it's been good though, man.
No, and then Mike, can I...
Yeah, now...
Go and say it to me nicely though.
He's very old.
Yeah. He's...
Okay.
Yep.
He is...
I'm going to do the...
He is very...
Nope.
Old. That's four.
He is old.
Still,
he is old.
He is upstairs.
No, but maybe next time you keep your hand down.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Because let's do that.
Okay. Cool. All right. Then.
Three words to sum up this podcast.
Getting there slowly.
Hey.
That is good.
That's good.
What if you had to describe yourself, just Harry, to someone who'd never seen him before or knew him? What would you say to a Darbeen, as it says here?
Someone from Derby, huh?
A Darbeen.
Darbeen. Yeah.
There you go. Come on, bro.
Darbeens.
I
grew up.
He is funny.
It doesn't have to be three words.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If I was to describe Harry Panera, I'd say somebody that's very witty, is quick on their feet. Comedic timing's incredible.
What does he look like? What would you say he looked like?
Beautiful, chocolate beautiful. Black man.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was what I would have said as well.
So you don't repeat that.
Yeah. Why?
Because you can... Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But now, Chunk said I've got the... I can say the...
No.
Never did
you
I
said
say that.
No.
You're trying to make me look like, hey, I'm going to scrap you. That's crazy. You're making me look like...
Yeah.
We're going to bleep that.
We're going to cut that out. We're going to cut all that.
Nice. Bleep. Look, I can't be honest with you guys.
Go on then.
I've enjoyed this.
Have you actually?
Alhamdulillah. It's been incredible, man.
No, that's what we do here at the
Junction. Yeah. All right. So when are we going to get you an Old and Bold? Because Darkest came as your cousin, didn't say a word. Would love to know.
You haven't asked me, bro.
Say what?
Say what? You asked me for my dates?
You told me from the... Nah.
From the 12th?
Yeah.
From the 12th?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, that'll be great, man.
No,
right,
Chunks and I on...
We're going to book it in right now. We're going
to
book
Chunks
it
and I get to go on the Old and Bold show. Wait.
Aye. 12th, 13th.
Lara?
What? You're going to do two appearances?
Can we look that in?
Back to... Oh, right, okay.
Yeah? 12th,
Lara,
okay.
Note that down.
Yeah.
And on that day, I'm going to get you and Darkest in one up.
Oh, that's good.
Can we work then?
Okay, no, if we can work together as family, man, let's just do it.
That's really good.
Because at the end of the day, we've got to look after each other.
Exactly. And guys, please, I don't want to keep saying this, but guess what? I'm going to keep saying it. Mm. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, click that bell so you're notified when I upload here on the Chunks show, please. I want to try and get to 200K subscribers. When do I get the 100K plaque, by the way, guys?
We got to apply for it.
So did you want to do that?
Lara, have you applied for it? I didn't know. You little Darbeen.
Oh, Darbeen. That's why it's from Darbeen.
Yeah.
But maybe you can just get it so I can give it a little bit because I got nothing going on.
What, do you want to put it on the wall?
Yeah.
All right.
I worked hard for it, didn't
I? I know.
It was flipping two videos I uploaded, you know what I mean?
Four videos. Oh, it was two videos to get to 100K. Yeah. But are you guys at 100K now?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, finally. Okay, anyway.
God, that's good.
Who got
Chunks has got a t-shirt on and it's a clean heart. I came in here, I let it ring. I did a clean fart.
Yeah, ooh. That's true.
I came in the game, I had a clean start.
Wow.
Ooh. Don't let my team spark. 4-5 on me. Make your spleen jar.
Yeah.
The way you do the gun stuff impresses me.
Why was that though?
What do you mean?
Whoa. Is that a bit? Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
VAR on him.
One second.
Yeah, let's go. Let's
go
have on. A go.
Go on.
Alachismo.
Yeah.
I know.
That's a joke.
That's a joke.
Right, guys,
I love
those.
That's
we're
not
gone
funny.
Now. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, click that button. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for having me for coming. And make sure you subscribe to the Old and Bow podcast. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.